Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
All right. I'm so excited to bring on iconic, revered, venerable reporter extraordinaire and author Terry Pluto as he joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Every time I see Terry online on social media, he's got like hundreds of people coming to his lectures, his signings, his book speeches. Terry, how do you do it? It's tough. You're competing with Netflix. How do you get these people out of the house to come see you? It's amazing.
I just give them all $5 each.
I knew there was a catch. Something told me.
Not real hard, you know. So that's basically my audience is like me. They're kind of old. It's a free night at the library. If you don't like it, you get double your money back. It can't be any better than that.
And that's why, Terry, I don't want to get political or on my soapbox. We've got to preserve these libraries. We got to keep the federal dollars coming into the libraries. I'm a strong believer.
That's for sure.
And, Terry, I have two kids, and we utilize the library and their free services all the time. So, anyway, Terry Pluto, joining us right now on the hotline. So, we've talked about the new stadium. It is an end of the an era. I was talking to a buddy the other day. He said all his best memories involving the Cleveland Browns are in the Muni lot. They're not actually in the stadium.
Yeah, I was going to say, what memories from the thing that's currently on the lakefront? But yes, the Muni lot, I get that.
So Terry, what have you heard from the people that come and watch you speak? What your buddies, what are they saying about the end of football on the lakefront as we know it?
I mean, for the most part, they're just mad that the government's paying parts of it. That's really about what I hear. In terms of the memories, it all flips back to before the move, you know, the old stadium, and that's all tied into actually some success. And so that's a big deal. I mean, that's part of making memories is even if you have, as they say, you know, heartbreak. I mean, one guy once gave me a baggie full of like this confetti. And this is at a speech, and I'm like, well, what is this? He said, this is confetti from the Red Right 88 game. I go, no, it's not. He said, yes. I picked up a whole bunch of it. And he'd written back like, you know, Super Bowl 2033 or something on it. He goes, I'm keeping it till they get the Super Bowl, and I'm throwing it in the air, and I just got a bunch of it. But nobody's picked up any confetti from the new stadium.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think everyone's going to love the Dome if the Browns can actually field a team that's worth watching in it, right? I mean, you know, a lot of fans are, oh, we're losing the home field advantage of the weather. I saw Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. It's like, have you looked at the record at home? They have no home field advantage. Their team gives them no advantage. The weather certainly can't help either.
Yeah, that works. Yeah, that's just silly. I mean, it's nice. Like the snow game over Pittsburgh was was fun, but, you know, that's kind of a, I would call the kind of Haley's Comet games.
They won three games last year, Terry.
Yeah. I just said, but I'd say those type of things, they come out of, like, every 10 years or 20 years, you get the special thing. I mean, I'm with you. Look, this is the thing, when you look at the way they fund these teams and the cities are funding these domes, I mean, the Nashville and Buffalo, and it's a staggering amount of public money going to all these projects. And I think a lot of fans forget that basically Jacob Field back then originally, you know, or Progressive Field in the beginning, and the Browns and Rocket Mortgage were all built totally on public funding. I mean, I'm not for that at all, but I'm saying that's a fact of way back when. I think, you know, the thing that really people would like is just to see a product that they could watch and not get just totally frustrated every week. And not frustrated because, you know, that it's red right 88 or the drive or the fumble. Frustrated because, like you said, they won three games.
Well, Terry Pluto joining us. One of your best reads when it comes to your books was the book about 99 and the Browns were set up for failure. Mm-hmm. Could you make the argument that had they have just waited one more year instead of rushing that stadium, that perhaps we wouldn't be talking about having to go back to a very contentious, you know, political new stadium argument today? Would we still have a facility, have a better facility? We wouldn't have to even think about having to design a new one?
Would you really think that one year would make a difference in the political climate of Cleveland?
No, not in that regard.
Yeah. So that's basically a lot of what's going on here. Perhaps it would have been better, but there was never, at least that I recall back then, any talk about a dome, other than maybe whimsy on talk radio or in the paper. But nobody, it was really, let's just get this stadium. What they really wanted to do was get what they lost. Same spot, type of stadium, outdoor, you know, right there. And they want it back. They were, you know, like a spurned lover in a marriage. I want my old Browns. I want the old spot. I want it all back. Even though at that point, the previous 5 years have been pretty dismal with all the Belichick stuff. But that's really what was longing for. You know, there's a black church saying, which is when your heart's broke, your head don't work right. And that was a lot of what was going on back then.
Well, my memory serves me correctly, Terry. Last time domes were really talked about in Cleveland, you got to go back to the 80s when they were trying to come up with all kinds of stadium plans pre-Gateway. And then, you know, you're right. I mean, they were trying to sell.
Modell, you'll like this. Art Modell had a press conference. I was there for it, middle 80s. And it's like he kind of brought out a mold of this, the current old stadium.
Yeah.
And he kind of dropped the thing on top, and it looks like a toilet seat falling on top of it. I mean, we're looking at this and could barely get it down. It really looked like it had a hole on the top or something. Not going, no, Art, that's not whatever you want to do. That's not it. And so that's like, yeah, it was talked about, but as I mentioned, it was whimsical and it was hard to take it seriously.
Terry Pluto joining us on the hotline. I want to transition over to basketball, where the Ty Jerome situation. It's very interesting. Mm-hmm. The guy was basically a 50-40-90, one of the most efficient guards in all of basketball last year. We know how the playoffs went, unfortunately, but that was the case for many of the Cavaliers. He says there wasn't really an offer from the Cavs. And obviously, we know now they decided to go with Sam Merrill and Lonzo Ball instead. What do you make of this whole situation?
You almost figure this is like a trade. And what I mean is that they decided they would rather give up.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102. bean. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hi, Jerome. And give up Okoro for Alonzo Ball and for Sam Merrill. That's really if you start moving the pieces. And this isn't just that people need to understand. It's not that Dan Gilbert doesn't want to pay. It has to do with, you know, that whole second apron thing and their moves, because they're in it now, but I think they're starting to make moves already to hope to get out of it, because you could see, I mean, all you could do now is sign guys a veteran minimum. Chris Fedor has a story this morning. I was really happy to see they're going to bring back Larry Nance on a veteran minimum because he'll help. But that's how they viewed it. Their feeling was that they can do better with hopefully even Alonzo Ball playing half the games and have him ready for the playoffs because of his ball handling and size. I was surprised that there was not more of a market, not just for the Cavs, but other teams for Ty Jerome. So maybe they're seeing something else that we're not seeing also.
Terry, can this core four get to the next level? It feels like they're gonna run it back again. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm of the belief you can't teach people to be physically and mentally tough. You either are or you aren't. And this is three straight.
I disagree.
You disagree?
I disagree. Yeah, and here's why. When I'll give you, it's a different sport, but it does have Kevin Durant. Early in his career, CC Sabathia was known for, as George Steinbrenner would say, spitting the bit in big games.
Yeah,
with Quinn, he was, and then he learned over time. He got physically, mentally tougher. At the end, he was one of the best clutch pitchers in baseball, and up in the Hall of Fame. I mean, that's the most extreme example, but I really think sometimes because. When you talk about physical toughness, everybody thinks you just want to put old Rick Mahorn or Tristan Thompson out there and take off the gloves and let's have a hockey fight. I mean, that's not what you're talking about. I mean, how much brawling really was there in the Pacers or Oklahoma City or any of them? Right. But in terms of wearing you down mentally with their pressure defense and that, that's where it comes in. How do you handle that? And I think now some guys do learn and some don't. But to just simply say you either got it or you don't, it's simplistic. It depends on the individual. And basically it's almost a flip of the coin. Some of these guys will get it and some don't. Sometimes you bring in one guy and he is able to model that in a different way that coaches can't. So it's a really difficult. I mean, they spend all this time studying this stuff in all these sports and then you turn around and go, yeah, that guy's just got it. But he may not have had it early in his career. I mean, did anybody talk about Jose Ramirez being really tough when he was like, you know, in his middle 20s even? It came on later. And you know when he really became a leader was after Lindor left.
So given the fact that the East seems so wide open, mm-hmm. were you of the mindset that, hey, just run it back. You're going to win a ton of games. You're going to be really good. Or were you like, hey, they got to pounce now. They've got to seriously think about making a run now because Donovan Mitchell's not getting any younger. And, of course, you know, there's this contract situation.
I was interested in trading Garland. I like the bigger backcourt thing. So I was in your corner there in terms of looking at the roster and trying to maybe, as you would say, get tougher or more physical with somebody else in the backcourt. Of course, the problem was twofold. One is, you know, Garland, They still haven't said what this toe injury is, by the way. It's 4 to 6 months. What is that? Yeah. I mean, I talked to a couple of people I know that in the medical field on that. They gave me options. But, you know, it's not like if we're like sort of normal toe surgery, you know, he's out a couple of months maybe. And so that kind of killed your trade thing, and then the whole looming apron stuff, what you can get for him. So I wasn't just saying, oh, everything's going to be fine. I've liked the idea of a bigger backcourt for a while, but they're kind of stuck with it now.
Terry, the WNBA is coming back to Cleveland. We don't know if they're going to be the Rockers or if they're going to pick another name. Should they go back to Rockers? And just your thoughts on bringing professional women's basketball back to Northeast Ohio.
Yeah, they should. It was a great logo. It was an easy name for people to identify with. I mean, why not? You can say, well, the franchise failed. Back then, three different WNBA teams folded in 2003, and they were very close. The league to like almost disappearing, and I was able to get there. And the nice thing about it coming back to Cleveland is under the whole, under the whole Gilbert Rocket Mortgage deal is they know how to run these kind of franchises.
Yeah.
The Monsters set in AHL, they let it in attendance and a franchise attendance record. They did this whole thing with the Charge, with Public Hall, they set an attendance record. I call it, and it's not an insult. It's like these are like kind of boutique teams, you know, with a specialized audience, and they know how to do that. So they will run this thing as well as I think any of these teams in the WNBA are run. And there is a real audience for it. I think it's cool.
Terry, you had a really nice write up about Joe Tate, and it surprised me a little bit. I gotta be honest, because that iteration of the WNBA was not for me. And they really had trouble not just drawing here. Actually, it was okay, but in other markets, it was actually abysmal, papering the room. So it was interesting to hear that your really good friend and obviously a legend in Northeast Ohio and beyond, Joe Tate, that he really was fond of the league.
Yeah, he was. He liked it. I mean, remember, Joe was a purist. He would go out and, you know, do girls basketball at high schools and my union football, that kind of things that interest him. And he just identified with they're trying to make it work. He said in many ways reminded of the early days of the Cavs. And I think he believed that and he was correct on this, the longer version, the more the women played, the more kind of resources went into it, the level of the game would continue to grow and get better and better. I bet he would be shocked, now because he passed away in 21, to see the whole Caitlin Clark and that phenom that's happened in the WNBA, but he would be thrilled because he thought it had a chance. I mean, he did it for the 7 years. 7 years. I mean, Joe Tate at that point really didn't, quote, need the money, unquote. He wasn't getting paid that much extra to do the Rockers to fly commercial, which at that point, even then, is he was having physical problems. He just really liked the whole vibe of it. And as I wrote, he would be very happy right now.
All right, Terry, we're very happy to have had you on. Always appreciate it. Let's do it again, Terry.
All right. Take care, guys.
All right. There he is, Terry Pluto, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. One of the most...
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.